Reds Review for Club Marine. Insure your boat with Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Call and ask for a PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.
It's time for Reds Review. We're discussing rigger arms for tuna and kingfish. They can, of course, be used for many other things as well, but reasons to purchase them and add them to your boat, Redmond.
Yeah, they're a must to have, especially like you said before, for your tuna and your kingfish. And what they are is a rod holder as such, a rigger arm as they call them, and they sit in the side of your boat, basically on a 90 degree angle. I think you can change them to 30 degree with a relax, which I'm about to talk about. But the reason to use them is to spread your rods apart. For instance, if you're chasing tuna, you can run your lures out that rather than having the stand-up rod holders of your boat and they stand right up, you can actually spread your lures out quite nicely away from the boat, which allows you to put your lures in cleaner water. So some lures only work in super clear water, and some lures work better aggressively closer to the wake of the boat, and that's where you're going to have them in the back of the rod hole, back of the boat in the stand-up rod holder. So it's about spreading them out, so it helps with avoiding tangles and whatnot. It helps with also the hookup rate of your fish. And now the reason I say this is you need to use them properly. So you need to angle them forwards when you have them sort of on your midship rod holders. So your midship rod holders naturally, and even in the back ones as well, but you need to angle them upright. So you don't want to have them angled, pointing, I guess, what would you call that, Pat? I guess, running on
a 45.
It'd be about a 45, wouldn't it? Off the 45 degree angle off your hull, because you're not going to get the load up of your rod. So if you angle them back up to a 90 degree and have them up nice and high, and the rod angles and takes off, and you've got then a really good shape of the rod to direct that hook into the fish's mouth. So it's about getting your angles right as well. With the kingfish, I use them for the kingfish slow trawling. It separates them again. And the reason you don't want to use your snapper axe is, if for tuna as well, if you use your snapper axe, some welders are very good. Not as strong as a 20-kilo kingfish. And if you have your drag pressure tight, and I have lost...
And they'll still cost you $600 to make, no matter where you get
exactly.
From. They're bloody expensive.
It's very expensive. Stainless guys are always expensive. A bit like marine stuff. Anyway, you put your rod in the rod holder and a kingfish grabs it. It busts the weld. All of a sudden, you're Stella 10,000 with your samurai rod. And the reason I say that is Kev, a friend of mine, had one taken off at Marlow. This is about 4 years ago, and lost his brand new Stellar and his Samurai. It was about $2,000 in 10 seconds. So it took off with a fish, and he's trying to get it out, and the whelp gone. And they're pretty much tack welds on half of them these days. So they, so that's why you don't want to use them, and you want to use your outrigger arms. Now, the pricing on them, yeah, I'll be honest, they can be a bit on the pricier side, but well worth it. They're going to catch you more fish. I know you and I borrowed some off Crossy the other day, and I returned them. And I said to Crossy, I needed two more. I said, Crossy, I'll buy them off you. He goes, no, I need them. I said, what? I said, you've got six of them on your boat already. He goes, I need 10 of them. I said, what for? He goes, I run all my rods out of them when I'm tuna fishing. So either he's doing really well with his cross-country charters, because he's got $250 riggers, each one in all section of his boats for his tuna that he's chasing. Good on him, Zach. Well done. But they're about $279 for the Relax, and that allows you to have the, like I said before, the angled, has a pin in it, and you can change the angles to get them right, determine on where you place them around the boat. And you've also got the Hook'em ones, which they're about $110. And I've got a set of the Hook'em ones and a set of the Relax. The Relax, to be honest with you, I don't really change the angle on them very much, so the 110 Hook'em ones is probably the ones that I would definitely go for. But there's a reason the Relax is 208. They're also just as good too. So it's up to you on why you want to use them. But I think they are a must when you are chasing kingfish and tuna. And you can use them for any style of fishing as well. Robbie often tends to chuck one up his hull just to get a rod out of the way as well when he's fishing just for gummies and whatnot. So he puts one up the front side of the boat and chucks it out. So they can be very good just to have on the boat, Patrick.
That's Red's Review.
That was Red's Review for Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski this summer? Get a quote from Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Call or search Club Marine to find out more. Ask for a PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.